Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
What is your definition of trust? Do you find it hard to trust other people? What about your family? How about your spouse? And lastly, is it hard for you to trust God? Well, today we're going to dive into this topic of trust. And one thing to note before we get to this lesson is that God never intended us to trust Him perfectly. He never intended us to do anything at any time perfectly. I mean, it's impossible. Sin has left us so flawed and so scarred, we just can't do it. Jesus Christ is the only one who is perfect. Now, we can do things with excellence. That's completely different. We can strive for excellence. We can learn from past mistakes and make adjustments on the way. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But if we have this mindset that things must be done perfectly, well, man, that's just a prescription for an ulcer. You know what I mean? I mean, especially when it comes to trying to recover from a habitual sin like pornography. So if you struggle with the sin of perfection, I would like to encourage you to think back to where this mindset comes from. Was it your mom? Maybe it was your dad. Was it somebody else that raised you? Maybe a coach or teacher had some influence in your life? Regardless of who it was, this flawed view of life, of trying to reach perfection, is a serious roadblock to our trust. Perfection is solely based on performance. And when we have to live a life of performance, it's so hard. It's really hard to have a deep, meaningful relationship with anybody. In today's lesson, I'm going to continue to share about my story of being hopeless and how I dealt with it. We're also going to talk a lot about what trust truly looks like when you've got nothing left to grab a hold of but God Himself. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss three things. Number one, how there's a direct correlation between the loss of hope and the inability to trust. Number two, how hopelessness can turn into suicidal thoughts. And number three, how hopelessness will always cause me to lose my resilience in being able to function well in relationships. So let's get started with today's lesson. This is Learning to Trust Imperfectly. So what's trust? Trust is starting small and walking slow, Colossians 2:6. As you have received Christ Jesus, just walk with Him. If you've been to my office, you may have seen Jesus walking on the water. You can't see His face. I love that photo. And it's this idea of just follow Him. You don't know where He's going. He just says, follow Him. It's amazing, right? When Jesus got the apostles, His disciples, He said, follow Me. He didn't say, believe Me. He didn't say, trust Me. He said, follow Me. I want you to hang out with Me. I want to show you some things. So that's where trust is established. Trust is being aware that the situations and the temptations in your life are options to glorify God. Being tempted is not a sin. We all have choices. And that's what the last 13 weeks have focused on. Your choice to get your eyes off your sin and back on your Savior. A choice to remain a little boy in a man's body by fulfilling every little desire because of our lack of self-control. Or a choice to turn away from that sin and say no. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. And when I became a man, I gave up my childish ways. Learning to trust in God and others breaks this spiral. Learning to trust in God and in others breaks the spiral. And I'm not here to teach you or clarify a process for you guys to get rid of your sin. I'm simply here to give you my life as an example of how to trust in Jesus,
who has already paid for your wages in sexual sin. And this trust is done very imperfectly. There's lots of mistakes on the way. So you don't need to have the Bible memorized to start gaining victory in your life over lust. You guys have everything that you need. Colossians 2:6. If you grew up without hope, or if you grew up in a dysfunctional family, you know, the confusion with that dysfunctional family, it lends us to be highly compulsive anyway. So at this point in the spiral, your vulnerability to addiction is heightened without a loss of hope. So how do you guys view yourself? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as an addict, sinner, pervert? What's God say about you? God says you're a saint who happens to sin on your worst day. See, my lack of significance goes directly against my identity. There's a huge difference between what I do and who I am. You can read Romans 7 on that. And when I lose hope, it's because I can't trust. And if I can't trust, I don't have any hope. Maybe you've hurt me so much I don't know how to trust, or maybe I believe I've sinned so badly that I truly don't know where to start. But whatever the reason is, there's a direct correlation between the loss of hope and your inability to trust. For those of us who struggle with suicidal thoughts, it's because we've lost hope. We don't know how to trust, and if I do, I trust in the weakest person on the face of the planet. And that's me. We trust in ourselves. When we start trusting in ourselves, those decisions, those thoughts get darker and darker. So where do we find our identity? Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. And it's in love that he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us, and in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Verse 11, in him, guys, we've obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works still all the things according to the counsel of his will, so that we were the first to hope in Christ, that we might be to the praise of his glory. And in him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and you believed in him, you were sealed. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. This is our identity. We're blood-bought brothers in Christ. We've been adopted regardless of what you've done. You're forgiven if you've accepted Christ. Learning to hope in him is part of the journey. As we think about hopelessness, it's really important to understand what's going on in our lives at the same time, because this spiral isn't being lived in isolation, is it? You guys are going to work, you're engaging in relationships, you're spending money, raising kids. This is not just you know, you're not out on an island dealing with this issue. You're dealing with this issue, and this is where the messiness of life gets messed up in it. Because you're dealing with this and trying to do life and live life, aren't you? But see, repeated failure in this spiral, it does something to us. It begins to convince me and minimize the significance of who I am. Of who I am as a person. That I'm not worthy to be called an adopted son of God. I mean, we're many things to many people. We're children of God, who, by the way, is the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. He's the Creator. He's the Lamb of God who's taken away our sin. But at the same time, we're husbands and sons and brothers and business owners and employees and neighbors. Hopelessness will always cause me to lose my resilience in being able to function well in relationships. As we go through this spiral, it goes like this. Every time that we go around, we just get tired of getting right back up. And that's where hopelessness sets in. Why should I get back up? Life's just going to beat me down again. God doesn't care, right? We start thinking those thoughts. And instead of Romans 12, 1 and 2, of renewing our mind, we've got trigger number 2 playing, which is the shame that says, you suck, Dustin. You're never going to be nothing. Your dad was right. He's a loser. You're a loser. And you're a coward. And I'm telling you guys tonight, that's bullshit. It's a lie. And it's a lie straight from hell. You start losing your resilience in this, this is where hopelessness sets in. And I want to encourage you to step forward and learn to trust God vertically and learn to trust other people, because that's your only way out of this.
We can choose to trust in ourselves, my thoughts, my way, my skills, and my talents. It's the unholy trinity of me, myself, and I, right? Or we can choose to trust in God. Deuteronomy 30, 19 says, today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. And now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you're going to make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 8 reads, trust in the Lord with all of your hearts, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It's going to be a healing to your flesh. Check this out. When you do these things, it's going to be a healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Would you like some healing right now in your life? Would you like some refreshment, some peace over your world? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on your experiences, but trust in him. Choosing life, it means choosing God, because God is life. God is love. He's the very definition of what love is. And you know what? He's not mad at you. He's not mad at you for your sexual sin, for looking at pornography. He's not out to get you. Your punishment of this sexual sin has been paid by Jesus Christ on that Roman bloodstained wooden cross. He bore your guilt and your shame. And now he's inviting you to choose him by choosing life. Where there is life, there is freedom. You want to be free? Check this out. Galatians 5:13, the Apostle Paul writes, for you were called to freedom, my brothers. Only don't use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. That word opportunity there, it's this concept. It's this idea that we allow, it's a choice, we allow a set of circumstances that are fitting for a certain activity. So what the Apostle Paul is saying here is don't use your freedom in Christ to play games. Don't think that you have the willpower to play games with pornography, to see how close you can come to watching something on YouTube that you consider, well, that's not pornographic. The problem with that is it's going to lead you. It's the opportunity that you're giving yourself that's going to lead you down that path to pornography. It's a gateway drug, so to speak. So the Lord's saying, you know, don't give your flesh the opportunity because your flesh is weak. We got to be proactive in this. And if we continue to trust in ourselves, well, then we've just trusted in the weakest person on the face of the planet. So if you don't have a current filtering software system on all of your digital devices, let me recommend Covenant Eyes filtering software. I've been using this thing for years and I love it. So let me encourage you to visit CovenantEyes.com today. And when you do, you can receive a 30-day free trial. There's no cost to this thing. You simply just put my full name in the promo box with no spaces. And when you sign up, you're also supporting the Purity Ministry of Seven Places and this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. I'm Dustin Daniels. And if you're in Phoenix, I want to invite you to our weekly community group. It's a grace group that focuses on healthy sexuality. It's for men and women, single, divorced, husbands and wives together. Everybody is welcome. You're invited to listen to God with us every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at Northern Hills Community Church. We're in Building A, room 301. You can follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor, and you can email me your questions. I would love to respond to those. Visit DustinDanielsRadio.com. 1 Corinthians 4:20, the Apostle Paul writes, "The kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk. It's living in God's power. It's being in God's power. And that power is in the very name. The shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior God. I love you, and I look forward to our time again tomorrow.